Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is on social media and its importance to business today. And this is something that has been talked about by many people, and it's a subject that I've talked about before, because social media can be a great way to meet people, especially business people. And if it's used effectively, and used in a way that can really help you understand how to build a business. For one thing, what if you want to use Facebook to get clients? And there is a technique to it. So let's discuss this for a short time and see how this can really benefit what you're doing and how you can use it to really grow your business. And on Facebook, there's four ways to get clients from Facebook. One is a direct contact. Direct contact means making personal contact with a prospective client. This can leave a prospective client moving further away. This could lead to that prospective client moving farther away through your sales, or it can also lead to opportunities for you to build and grow and create opportunities for yourself. And this could lead to that prospective client moving further through your sales funnel, including but not limited to requesting more information and learning more and subscribing to your email list, coming to an event you host, or scheduling a needs assessment or sales conversation with you. And this means almost any product, because remember, when you develop a relationship with someone over time, they get to know you. And as they get to know you, and they get to know what type of product you have, and who you are as an individual, and that you are someone who's going to stand behind your work, then they gain trust of you. And when they gain trust of you, then they're going to want to receive your newsletters. They're going to want to receive your promotions. So, and especially if they are someone who's looking for employment and you know how and you can help them, then they're going to be looking for those opportunities. Connections with group opportunities. There's many groups on Facebook that you can join. So you want to do the groups that benefit you and your business. Facebook can be an amazing resource for getting connected with many potential clients. With group strategies, you get to leverage your time and get in front of many prospective clients at once. These opportunities include attending events, either live or virtual, securing speaking engagements, participating in trade shows or conferences, or getting referrals from your existing network. With the average Facebook user having 130 friends, a simple message about you and your service can get you great exposure. Because believe me, if you are looking for someone, a sales force, when you have connections on Facebook, and this really are things that you can do on any social network today, because this is how business is growing. It's not just meeting someone face-to-face and getting to know them anymore. You have on your laptop where you can use Skype, where you can also use on Skype your video, you have your webcams, and when you have your web partnership between two or more parties with complementary resources. An affiliate is someone who promotes a product or service to potential customers in an exchange for a commission on the sale when one occurs. Facebook is a great place to meet other businesses that work with the same type of client you work with, but by offering a non-competing service or product. Joint venture and affiliate relationships can expand your reach, build your list, grow your revenue, and increase your credibility. And the biggest thing that it's going to do is increase your credibility. And today, why you need to be aware of how you can influence on Facebook is, think about it, technology. The majority of the people in their 20s and younger, and even older people who have their own businesses, they're all using smartphones. And I've recently come in contact with a company called ADZ Mobile, where you can create an app that you can use to promote your business, to text message your customers, to send out coupons, to send out pictures, to send out surveys, to do the things that can help you promote and build relationships with clients and keep in touch with them. Because guess what? People don't open emails today, but they do read their text messages, mainly because the younger generation are used to texting each other during the school hours when they are in class, and especially helping each other out with tests. These are things that you've been seeing going on for years. So now it's moved into that generation is entering the workforce. So they are looking and they have the opportunity to use these positions or these connections to grow their business, to find a job, to even promote what it is that they're doing. Relationships with joint venture partners and affiliates. A joint venture is a mutually beneficial partnership between two or more parties with complementary resources. An affiliate is someone who promotes a product or service to potential customers in exchange for a commission on the sale when one occurs. Facebook is a great place to meet other businesses that work with the same type of client you work with, but by offering a non-competing service or product. Joint venture and affiliate relationships can expand your reach, build your list, grow your revenue, and increase your credibility. And another thing is pay-per-click advertising. This is something that you've seen on Google. When you advertise on Google, you bid to be in the first position. So that what happens is when you are bidding on a position, you bid. What happens is you'll bid $5, $10, $15, $20, trying to get in that number one position. But what you're forgetting when you do that is unless you bid no more than 75 or 90 cents, you're losing money, because when you look over the total number of people that will see it on pay-per-click and the number that click over and actually buy, you're paying, or it's costing you 50, you're only going to make 50 cents per click. So if you want to make money, it's going to cost you a dollar. So if you want to make money and make 100% of what you bid, you should never bid more than 50 cents. So here's an idea about what you can do to create an opportunity for yourself is, think about it. Why not look at the certain keywords that people put into Google? Okay? So those are the words that you want to use the most because they get the highest pay per click. But so you need to know which those are so that those be used become your keywords, and they become embedded in your website. And also by writing articles, by getting on social sites, by connecting with enough people, you can generate enough exposure to be able to use multiple sources of advertising to build a business. With well-written marketing copy, a budget, a lead-capturing website, and a method to nurture new leads and encourage them to invest with you, Facebook pay-per-click advertising can get your offer in front of prospective clients with the exact demographics and psychographics of your ideal client. This model is used to direct traffic to websites where you pay a small amount for a lead when your ad is clicked. Now, what is happening here is that you're finding that when you go on Facebook, look on the right-hand side and you will see ads. You can place an ad on Facebook, but you're going to pay for that. And you need to look at how is something going to build you an income, how is it going to make you money. So you need to assess what is the most you can spend. What is and which is a better way to generate an income other than using advertising, where you're paid? Because if you connect with people and they get to know you, then guess what's going to happen? You are going to build sales more through your relationship than you're going to bid and make it on Facebook. Now, there's another option on Facebook. There's a part of Facebook that's called Marketplace, where you can go and post jobs. You can go and post information on the kind of job you're looking for. You can also post information about services that you offer. And the thing is that when you go in there, you can research to find out the demographics of what area you want to work in. You can research the age group that you want to target. There's so many options available to you. So the idea is to think about and how you can use some of the things that can really help you to grow your business in the long run. And think about how you can expand on some of those sources that you need to find. So remember, social media is a great place to look at what it is that you want to do with a business today and really build it in such a way that it can help you grow your business in the future. And what you need to think about is here's some other things to think about that and how social media can help you build your business. And also, what you want to look at is it can help you with figuring out what kind of audience you want to target with your business. And, you know, when you go on LinkedIn, which is another big social site that you can use, and this particular social site is used in a way where it's business people, whether they work for a company or they work for themselves or they're promoting a product. What they are doing is making connections. There's also, you can join groups there that target your specialty and get to know what other people are doing and help each other out. So what I want to talk a little bit about is business and what it is to be an entrepreneur, because social media is what is helping to promote entrepreneurship today. Whether you're brand new to business, still trying to figure out your niche, or you've been in business for some years and are now ready to turn your knowledge and expertise into an even bigger vision you see for yourself an entirely new world of possibilities for your business and life. What if I told you that making money doing what you love is the birthright and quite possible for you? It's your right to wake up in the morning feeling invigorated and excited to greet the day because you have a business that is equally fulfilling to you and adds meaning to the lives of the people around the world. Because it's exactly what I'm going to share with you today and this how to make more money doing what you love without exhausting yourself. I have no doubt that this special report will open your eyes to new possibilities that can dramatically increase your income while allowing you to work less. That's because I'll clear away the fog of confusion around business and marketing. You'll see how some of the marketing efforts you might be working on right now are actually slowing you down and where you should focus your energy for better and faster results. And that is why when you're using social media, then you're making personal connections. Because, you know, social media is one of the best ways to build your business today online, but also another avenue for you to look at when it comes to using social media is this. Look at all of the different sites on there. Also, write articles, get on places where you will become known as the expert in your field, and people will want to use you and also help promote your business, because that is why business is how business is built today. So what you need to look at is what are some of the things that can help you do and exactly what you can do. The only difference with the 15% that made money with products was that they tended to have less than 5 to 10 years of business experience under their belt. They knew exactly what their market wanted because they worked with them for years before creating the product. Many of the 85% were still figuring out what their business was really about, who their market was, and what they wanted. They were guessing at what their market wanted because they hadn't worked with them long enough to really know. They thought, oh, I need an info product. Everyone else is doing it. I need to jump on this fast, and I'm going to lose a ton of money. More and more, if clients come to me to create their information product, I would have to back them up and make sure they had a solid marketing strategy before we created their product. Think about it. Having a good product, having a good service, making the connections, all of these things are what's going to help you build and grow your business today. And so when you think about your business model, think about all of the things that you need to put into your business. I think once you see it, you too will get profound impact immediately. As a result of working with thousands of entrepreneurs from all over the world, helping them find their best marketing strategy, they have gone on to attract all the clients they want and create successful products and programs. Now, let's look at also, let's go back and let's talk about how social media implements having a business today and how you can really use it effectively. And what we often don't always remember is that social media is one of the best ways to grow a business today. And think of all of the things that you can do that can help you expand your business and how you can utilize social media and help you do the things that can help you grow a business. Okay, more than 20 million of the most influential blogs and blog comments use over 3 million Facebook groups and fan pages, YouTube, Flickr, Twitter, Dig, Delicious, and many more. Okay, promote and protect your brand. Analyze the chatter so you can engage with within minutes. Identify influencers, track sentimental tone, identify newsworthy topics and keywords for social, for search engine optimization. What you want to do is understand how you can use social media to monitor and grow your business. And discover the influencers. Rank the top tweeters and bloggers by the number of followers, retweets, blog comments, and activity volume to see who you need to be talking to. Engage and build relationships. Manage influencers, profile detailers, and track interactions with them to build relationships. Promote and protect your brand. Listen to customers and prospects. Find influencers. Monitor conversations, mentions, and trends. Engage your public. And remember, what you're doing is you're looking for people who are currently in the process of understanding how to engage based on social media, based on their connection. Social media can be a great way. You know, I've been on Facebook and for several years, and I had been on it for about a year or two when all of a sudden someone found me from high school and invited me to be part of the reunion group because we were having our 40th anniversary for a reunion. And now, would I have connected with them otherwise? I don't think so. And the fact of the matter was that when I was in school, because I have a disability, many of them were not close friends of mine. But now when I go on the sites and I talk about what I'm doing, they're all impressed because they remember what they saw. And remember, when I was in high school, it was back in the 60s. And during that era, it was an awakening of social consciousness, but people with disabilities were still never recognized as part of mainstream. And in so that happening, what was going on was that no one wanted to truly connect with me in that during that era. It was not until I entered college that I began to have friends, because how they saw me and how they related to me was very different. Because in high school, it's how popular you are, who accepts you, who knows who you are. So when you look at all of those things and all of those topics and how they all benefit, see, social media, you can connect with people that you haven't met, but you can also connect with people that you haven't heard from or seen in years. And it can be a relative, it can be a distant cousin, almost, but it's a great way to make the right connections, because you don't know who knows someone that can help you in business. You don't know who knows someone that can help you as far as knowing someone that needs your services. So all of these things play together, and how are you going to connect with these people even on a long-term basis? Because up until the access of the internet, if you wanted to connect with people, you had to go to after-hours meeting for the Chamber of Commerce, for small business people. You had to go to lead meeting where you stood up and you told what it is you did and how and what kind of clients you were looking for. or a power core meeting. And then you had to go out and go business to business just to market your services. Now, if you had a car and you had easy mobility, then it was that you could build a business that way. But if you don't have the opportunity or the ability to get around, then you had to look for other options to build a business. And social media on the internet is that other option. So when you put all of these things together and you think about how the importance of social media and the importance of technology in today's business opportunities, then what you're doing is creating opportunities for yourself in the future. Because today, you can live in one city and you can work for someone in a different state, in a different country, and still, and not have to pick up and move like you did 10, 15 years ago. For instance, when I lived in an apartment complex in Atlanta, I met someone that he did not have to quit his job because his wife got transferred to Atlanta. Because he did information technology and most of his work was done on the internet, he was able to connect with the company's mainframe and continue to work for the company from his home in a totally different state. And you know, even today, with the iPhones, the Android phones, all the smartphones, they're like little mini computers. And why the Android? Because the Androids are more compatible with the social networks. You can go use your Android to Twitter. You can use your Android to share a message on LinkedIn. You can use your Android to go on to Facebook and keep up your connections. So remember, today you can be in business, but guess what? You're not working in a 9-to-5 business today. You're working in a business where you're on almost all the time. And in the last few seconds, what I would like to remind you is you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, careercoach.com, and you can sign up for personal or group coaching. And I would also like to remind you that you can come back next week, and we will have another great show for you that will tell you what you can do to build and grow your business.